Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings.
Hello, hello, my dears. The stuff I'm going to share today, you guys, I'm going to give you some steps to building confidence in our kids. But guess what? Number one is ourself. Okay. Even if you don't have little kids, this still is going to pertain to your adult kids, where you can help them. If you have grandchildren, this is going to help them. If you have little kids and for yourself, all of it, it pertains to all of it. One thing that is interesting to me that I've discovered about myself, and that is so many times as parents, we want our kids to do things that, guess what, we're not willing to do for ourselves. Doesn't work that way, mamas. Okay. So we can't tell our kids how amazing they are and how beautiful and how fabulous and to honor themselves and to create this life that is the best for them and to only, you know, be in relationships with people that honor them and do all these things if we aren't willing to look ourselves in the mirror and take care of number one first. Because guess what? Words don't mean anything if you're not willing to walk the walk. I always say this, like, words mean nothing when it comes to like your actions. For example, if my 10-year-old punches his sister in the face, not that he does that very often, but he has before, or she punches him, because believe me, that could happen as well. And then they say, I'm sorry, mom, or I'm sorry to each other. And then they turn around, do it again. It's like, it means nothing, right? So we got to be willing to walk the walk and do these things for ourselves. So some of these things might seem like, oh my gosh, that's so dumb or corny, or yeah, sure, I'll do that one day. No, if you really, really give a damn about those people in your life, you've got to take care of yourself and start loving yourself and honoring yourself first. So number one thing is I would go to the I ams. Okay. So if you're not saying your I ams, pull them out, dust them off, get on it, because our I ams are the holy grail of our life. Not only for us, but remember, share them with your kids. Tell your kids, tell your adult kids, like stop them in their tracks when something comes behind those two powerful words that isn't honoring them. If they say, I'm depressed, or I'm broke, or I'm fat, or I'm ugly, or I'm this, or I'm that, then stop them and teach them. Teach them about the power of I am, okay? And keep it really, really simple with kids. It's really important to keep it simple. One thing I do with my kids is I'll just hold up my hand and I'll say, give me five good I ams. And they'll say, I'm beautiful, I'm strong, I'm confident. And as they say them, I just bring down my finger, you know, okay, one, two. And then they just know, and then they're done. And that's good. Or I'll have them write them out or play the I am game. The other day, me and my 11-year-old, we were working out in the garage together. We were playing the I am game where he would say one, and then I say one, and then he says one, and then I say one. And what that does is it helps mirror to them these I ams that maybe they wouldn't ever think about. And they hear you saying honoring things about yourself. And it's really, really powerful because it gives them permission to do the same. Okay. So number one is I ams. Okay. Number two is eye contact. So important. Eyes are the window of the soul. And so what I do with my kids is I literally grab their chin and I take time out and I just stop and I say, hey, let's connect. And I just look at their eyes and I'll just say something to them like, good morning, or you're so cute, or I love you, or anything while I look at them. And it's literally seconds, you guys. It's not like I'm staring and gazing into their eyes for hours. That'd be weird. I'm just saying, hey, you matter. I'm going to take time to look at you. Okay. So this will not only build their confidence in such a big way, this will also build your confidence as you go out into the world and you get comfortable with looking people in the eye. Out in public, the cashier, you know, your clients, your spouse, like if you really start to pay attention to this, you'll realize how rare it is for us to really look each other in the eye. And it's important. Number three, mirror work. Okay. I can't talk about building our confidence without talking about mirror work. It's so key. At my daughter Mia's 7-year birthday a couple years ago, she wanted to share mirror work with her friends because we've done mirror work for a long time with our kids and they've seen me do it. And so what she did was we got a bunch of mirrors and affirmations, and at her birthday party, she taught her little girlfriends, they sat in a circle and she taught them mirror work. And she was confident enough to tell them, hey, be kind to yourself, love yourself, you're beautiful. And I'm going to show you how to do it. And she held the mirror up and she said, Mia, I love you. I really, really love you. And there is something really powerful about looking at yourself in the mirror, in your eyes, and saying your name and speaking love to yourself. It's really, really powerful. So number four, power poses. Body language is so important. And it really, really helps build confidence when we become aware with how we are showing up with our body. How are we holding our body? You can tell so much based on someone's posture, how they hold their physical body. Walking in and looking at someone, you can tell if you really pay attention whether they're confident or not, or at least whether they're having a confident day or not. Because sometimes, you know, it can be a generally confident person, but they're just in a bad space, or vice versa. So opening up our energy is a big, it really, really helps shift things. I have a really awesome example of the power poses. My husband said to my son, hey, it's been a while since you've scored a touchdown in your games. I want to see a touchdown. Because he'd had some games that really kind of knocked down, not kind of, it knocked down his confidence level. So my husband was like trying to, you know, amp him up. Hey, let's see a touchdown today. And so I took Drew out to the garage, the two of us, and I said, okay, we're going to do these power poses and we're going to fill your body up with confidence. And so I said, I want you to raise your hands like you just won the game, okay? And we're going to the end of the game. And I started talking to him like, you just won, okay? And I was like, oh my gosh, that was so amazing. Those touchdowns, you won the game. You won the game for your whole team. How amazing is that? And I said, come on, raise your hands. And he was like, yes, yes. And I literally could feel it in my chest. He could feel it in his chest. We were getting amped up. It was exciting. I said, I want you to do this like the whole way to the game, like just feel it in your heart, feel it in your bones, right? Like, yes, we just won. Yes. And he's raising his hands in the V. So we get to the game. It was freaking amazing, you guys. Literally the very first play, it was so fast that I was like, I shock myself sometimes with this manifesting stuff because it's like, it's so powerful. It happened so quick where he literally gets the ball and boom, touchdown. Okay. Very first play. The whole team is like, or everybody, the whole sideline, everybody's cheering and freaking out. So the whole game, Drew was on point. Okay. He was on point. There were only two touchdowns scored on our team and they were from Drew, and we won the game. We freaking won the game. So it was so cool. And I told him afterwards, I said, do you realize that like the way we envisioned that in the garage, it played out? Because everyone was like, you won the game for us, Drew, you won the game. And of course the whole team won the game, right? But at the end of the day, it played out how we saw it and it was amazing. And he was like a true believer. So that was really cool. So use the power poses, using our body and really teaching our kids. Like, can you imagine if they did a power pose every morning and then went to school? So really cool. Then the last one, number five, is connect. Okay. And I know this is all about connection, but building confidence, number five, connect. So if our kids have connection at home where it really matters, this does more for their confidence than we can ever even imagine. So years ago, I heard a woman talk about that when her kids walk in the room, she stops whatever she's doing. Whatever she's doing, she completely stops and she welcomes them into their room or makes contact with them. This stuck with me. It's so powerful for your kids to feel important when they walk in the room to you, okay? Put your phone down, put your email down, turn off the TV or pause the TV or whatever it is you're doing. Even if you're on the phone, if you're in a conversation, you could say, hey, can you hold on a minute? Put it on mute and say, hi, honey. How was your day? I'm glad you're home. I'll be done in 5 minutes. Okay. Just something so simple like that. But can you imagine like how it would make you feel? Like, just put yourself in a little kid's shoes and you walking in the room and your mom or dad is busy and they're, you know, they don't even notice you. Or how different you would feel if they put it on pause and they say, hi, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you're home. I want to hear all about your day. Give me 5 minutes. Like, what a difference. And what a small thing to make such a big difference. You know, I think that parents, we have it really backwards when we think that showing our love is buying our kids everything their heart desires and not making them work for it, or just spoiling them with materials and really not thinking about the best thing we can do is give them our undivided attention. And again, I don't mean like just stare at your kids all the time, okay? These are small little connections just to be like, you freaking matter so much to me. So turn off electronics. That's another huge one for connection. Turn off those electronics. Remember, you're the one in charge, you. So it doesn't matter if your kids want their electronics. If you feel like we're the parents, we've got to be the ones in charge. So let's make sure that we are not just doing what they want, but we're saying, hey, I'm strong enough to be the parent. And if the roles are reversed and we allow our kids to be the parent, like we allow them to kind of plow us over, I promise one day they're going to resent us for it. That's how it works. So also with connection, be open with your kids. I'm open with my kids, you know, maybe sometimes a little too open, but it's okay to be vulnerable with them. You know, the other day I lost my temper and then later I said, I'm sorry. You know, I cried and I had a moment and I was vulnerable in front of them, and it's fine. It's fine to do that. It's important to do that. It's good for them to see that. So the last thing I want to say to you is be easy on you. You know, none of us are going to do it perfect and we all have things that we can work on. So go easy on yourself. We're all trying to get through this thing called life. So my challenge for you this week is to work on these 5 things and see the beauty. See the beauty of it. See it shift. So work on your IMs, your mirror work, your eye contact, your power moves, and connecting with your kids and yourself by taking time to have those conversations and time out. But like with the connection, when they come and when they go. Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation with raising confident kids in today's world. See you next week. Bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.